In this interview, I'm speaking with Bill Butner, who is the shop manager here at the Travel Centers of America stop in Grand Island for one of our fuel stops, and it is the first one that we have been able to hit that has an ethanol blend at the pumps. And Bill, I guess first of all, we've got to mention that and tell me, you know, what do you think are the good things about it?
Well, we are in the middle of Nebraska, state that raises corn. The tax savings from the ethanol helps out some, and it's pretty common in this area.
Well, we know there's certainly a lot of corn growing in the state, and as we were rolling into the state, I commented to a few people, see all that fuel growing on the side of the road. So we're glad to see it here at Travel Centers of America. And Bill, I understand that you are a farmer. As a farmer, what does it mean to be able to have the corn that you grow, for example, used for fuel purposes, which, as we know, is something that can help reduce our dependence on foreign oil, for example?
It's one of the best things that can happen in our area. The transportation of the product out of the area is expensive, and in probably the next 2 to 5 years, we should have 3 to 5 new ethanol plants opening up within probably 50-mile radius of here.
So as a farmer, that's important to you?
Hopefully it'll help the price of corn.
As a farmer, I suppose you've been watching the development of ethanol, and it sure seems to be something that's really on an upswing, if you will, with what's happened with gas prices and the concerns over our supply and where we're getting that from. You know, how do you think it's going as you look out?
It's going really good. We're seeing a big explosion of the ethanol industry, and not only probably in this area, we tend to grow ethanol with corn, but in other areas, wood products and several different options of producing ethanol, which makes it economical in the area that type of product is done at. So,
well, since you actually even label it on your pumps here, how do you any feedback from your customers that they like to see that or have any concerns about it?
We really don't have a lot of feedback. It's kind of slowly going away. Some people are still concerned about the ethanol and what it does to carburetors and things.
Well, thank you very much. That's Bill Butner, who is the shop manager here at Travel Centers of America in Grand Island, Nebraska. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.